Okay, let's do some Dear Scots now. Normally it's the posh lady from Radio 4, who you all love, who reads out all the messages that you send in by email and text every week. She's on holiday this week, so we've got a man, a posh bloke off Radio 4 instead. First one.
Hello, Scott and your lovely gang. How's it going? So, yeah, I had this dream last night where Scott was my cousin but still worked on Radio 1. There was, like, this really awesome party going on and you invited me along. I had this cool orange Land Rover because I was mega rich.
All mega rich people have an orange Land Rover.
Do they?
No. You'd get a different colour, wouldn't you?
Isn't white colour. The colour to get, like, if you're rich? Like
know.
A big 4x4.
I maybe don't think it's white. Orange, to be fair.
On the way to the party, Scott said it would be nice if we were to pick up Becky along the way. I agreed, so off we went. When we got there, Becky came strolling out in this lovely white dress, and she looked very pretty.
What's wrong?
It's just his voice is moving. The fact he's talking about me, I know it's not him that's saying it, but it's kind of freaking me out a bit.
She looked very pretty.
It's just a bit weird, isn't
she
it?
Very
no, stop
pretty.
Doing it.
Why?
It's just weird.
He's just saying it in his big, deep Radio 4
yeah,
voice.
Yeah. Did you not look very pretty,
she
then?
Looked very pretty.
Anyway.
That really freaks you out.
She looked very pretty.
Anyway, carry on.
We arrived at the party and I went to park my car up. Scott and Becky walked along arm in arm, having a little chuckle. After parking my car, I went into the party to find Scott all depressed and mopey.
Yeah, that would happen. That happens at a lot of parties.
Just from walking arm in arm with Becky.
It was like, Duddy, what's wrong with you? Scott began crying, saying, I love her. I want to marry her. Meaning Becky, of course.
Duddy?
This is more of a nightmare.
Do you think he means dude?
Duddy, what's wrong with you?
Yes, I think he does.
It's the person's written dude, like D-U-U-U, and then loads of D's and loads of E's.
But
he's
called
it Duddy.
Duddy, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I think he has. Oh, bless. He doesn't do this every week.
Oh, like, bless him.
I think I know this man.
The Radio 4 lady will know that it was dude, but he wouldn't know that just from doing it once.
Duddy, what's wrong with you? How weird is that? I was dreaming about you guys. Get out of my dreams, you crazy dream stealer. Smiley face. LOL. In a bizzle, Nicole, Nottingham.
In
a bizzle.
He got in a bizzle right there, didn't he?
He did get that right, yeah.
Lol.
Next.
Dear Scott, are you the DJ that does guess who the granny describing thing? From Charlotte, Isle of Wight.
Yes, Charlotte, I'm the other way. I am the person that does the granny describing thing.
Well, no, she didn't call it that. She called it guess...
Guess who the granny describing thing.
Right, well, I am still that same person. What we do is called What Are Those Old People On About? And we go to an old people's home and we show them a picture of a current celebrity and then you have to guess who they're talking about. For instance...
Oh, look at his face. Is it all lines? Look.
All lines on his face?
But I think his face is very lined. Isn't it? Even around the chins is all lines, isn't it?
Round the chins?
All lines around the chins.
There's more than one chin.
Even around the chins is all lines, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's got rather a fat face.
Untidy.
He's very untidy.
Has a lot to say for himself.
Yeah.
Uses lots of swear words.
Yeah, so in summary... If you put it all together.
Oh, look at his face. Is it all lines? Look, he's got rather a fat face. He likes to swear. He's a marvellous chef, though.
Gordon Ramsay, obviously.
Certainly was, Duddy.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak. I am, from what I can tell, the only person in Singapore who listens to your show. Scott, no one here knows who you are. I download the podcast every day and listen to it on the way to school every morning. I laugh pretty loudly because you guys are hilarious, but I can't chat with anyone about classics like, oh, what's occurring?
Yeah.
Oh, no one knows you're in Singapore.
That hasn't arrived in Singapore apart from the podcast.
However, Chappers, you are properly famous here because we get when sport goes bad. We love your gags and puns on that show. Smiley face, love you, George.
Now, this is a voiceover that Chappers does for a show called When Sport Goes Bad. It's on a variety of channels.
It appears to appear
and it's
on
reached
more,
Singapore.
On more channels by the day, yeah.
Have you been to Singapore recently?
No.
You should go there. You might get mobbed.
The beauty of a voiceover is nobody knows it's you.
Yeah.
Is the idea.
That's right, Duddy.
Duddy, what's wrong with you? She looked very pretty.
Stop it!
And that was Dear Scott. We'll have some more after six tonight. Is that right, Becca?
Correct.
Okay. If you want to get in touch in the meantime, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email. We'll answer anything.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Fraser in Sunderland's been on. He's a regular texter these days. He's saying, I think I'm actually in love with LaRue. Yeah, that's fine, because we decided that she would get it last night. A glass of wine.
She would get a glass of wine, yeah.
Yeah, she would.
You know?
We weren't sure at first, but then we thought, actually, yeah, she would get it. It's 6:13 on Radio 1. Happy Easter. Yeah, loads of people are off now. I'm feeling quite holiday-ish. We've got loads of time off. Now it's time for a posh man, not lady, because she's on holiday, off Radio 4, reading out some of your emails that we've got this week, and we'll answer them.
Dear Scott, I don't know if you were watching Living TV at 10 p.m. on Monday, but there was a programme which encouraged inter-race relations. Mainly, a small orange munchkin off of The Wizard of Oz was allowed to go and live with an orange washed-up beach bum off of the 80s. The programme was enthralling, and I must admit, I was completely hooked on it. This gave me an idea.
Oh, God, okay.
Seeing as this delightful orange creature got the privilege of staying with you, I thought you should have the chance to have someone stay at your house. Seeing as it's the Easter holidays, I'm willing to sacrifice my time and come and spend a few days in the life of a Radio 1 DJ. Perhaps we could visit the pub and meet some red-nosed drunks called Dick. Spend time counting a purse full of pennies in order to buy your white wine. Or, more preferably, we could make a flying visit to see Wing and get her to serenade the Radio 1 staff with her dulcet tones. Alternatively, I could try and play some Lady Gaga tunes on the piano using only my feet while simultaneously slamming my fingers in the lid of the piano. Anyway, Scott, let me know what you think. Love you, Fraser.
Same Fraser in Sunderland. I told you he was on
is
a lot.
It?
I think
so. And now
so.
He wants to come and live with you.
Okay, that's weird.
What's your answer?
No. I've got plans this weekend, actually.
Have you what?
Well, I'm supposed to be going to play Monopoly in the park.
Yeah, but you said Fraser could be the hat or the dog.
Yeah. The boot. Or the Monopoly characters.
There's six characters.
Why couldn't Fraser come and play Monopoly with you?
I'm all right, thanks. Anyway, it's a long way, Sunderland, and I know the trains are really messed up between there and London this bank holiday.
He didn't say he was from Sunderland.
I just know it's him. It's becoming a slight...
Slight what?
Obsessive. But I quite like it, it's fine. I'm not free, that's all. Next.
Dear Scott, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, good.
Why is Friday's podcast always so short? Do you have to get away early for a spray tan, followed by a Pinot Grigio and a cheese board, or are you just not funny enough on a Friday? I listen while at work and look forward to your podcasts every day, especially Mondays, but they are always so short. Come on, Scott, Becky and team, make them longer, please. Love you, smiley face. Caroline.
Now, this guy from Radio 4 really isn't getting the hang of this,
is he?
Did
she write Pinot Grigio? Or do you think he just read it that way?
I like it because a lot of people obviously email us with so, with S and lots of O's. So is how he says it. And how does he say do it again?
Duddy.
Duddy.
Yeah. The Friday podcast is so short because at 5 o'clock on Fridays, we play the Wonder Years, which is non-stop music, and Floor Fillers at 6 o'clock, which is non-stop music. So therefore, the talking is less, and that's why the podcast is shorter. Thanks for that. Next.
Dear Scott, I need your help. I need you to remember the title or singer of a song. I'm pretty sure it's by a male band. General outline of the song is... The singer is taking on a persona of a guy who likes a girl, but she's already taken. He talks to her and whispers to her. She like him, but as I said, she's taken. The boyfriend doesn't like them being so close, but he can't do anything because the singer dude knows what he gets up to behind her back. So yeah, help. I really need to know the song. It was out like a year or so ago and was played loads at the time. Ryan.
Ryan, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
What on
about.
Earth no
are
idea.
You
going
what on about? What are you on about, Ryan? Seriously, I can't work it out from just that. I can't help you, I'm really sorry.
Somebody will know.
Do you think?
Yeah.
If you know what that is, then help Ryan out, because we haven't got a Scooby. Next.
Hey, Scott Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and cheesy Becky. My name is Jamila, and I am off of Sydney, Australia.
Hi.
I just wanted to say hi, and I love your show. Big, big fan, since I heard my first podcast.
Oh, thanks very much.
Why are you known as Cheesy Becky?
Yeah.
In Australia?
Okay. Cheesy Becky. we have a lot of people listening in Australia, actually. So, hello, Australia, if you listen on the podcast.
Anywho, I was at the MTV Australia Awards after party. After the party, we went up the lift to the hotel room and saw Danny Minogue in the lift.
Wow.
When we got up to our room, we realised the key wasn't working properly, so we had to go back down the lobby. And then we went back up in the lift, and there was Danny again. Do you think she just rides the lift all night long, up, down, up, down? Your biggest fan in Sydney, Jamila, XOX.
XOX to you, Jamila. Maybe what she's done is she's taken the tip off our podcast, Danny Minogue, because I know she listens, and she's just decided to sit down in lifts all the time and just go riding up and down and up and down.
What, and once she was sat down, she was stuck and she couldn't get back up?
Yeah, because if you've not heard this before, I tell you what, try sitting down in a lift. It's a whole new experience. It makes it a lot better. Just keep going up and down and up and down. As many floors as you can go up and down, like from the ground floor just up to however many it is, and just sit down. It's brilliant, I tell you.
I've had lots of suggestions about the song. No two suggestions are the same.
Nelly and Kelly Dilemma, might be that.
Killers, Mr. Bright.
Rihanna Unfaithful. This is the song that guy wants to know about. Ryan. Mario, Let Me Love You. That's quite a popular one.
Eamon.
That was ages ago, that Eamon song, though.
I heard that Eamon song last week on the radio on holiday. They keep all the words in on that abroad.
Right, where were you last week?
Switzerland.
Here's the thing, right, I've noticed about Swiss radio and French radio. They love it, don't they?
Yeah.
Normally, they would, like here, you would cut out
You have
all,
to bleep
all
it, blank
words.
Them or reverse them or whatever.
Doesn't seem to be a problem.
Blasting out in this kind of bar was. Yeah.
I've also heard, when that song was out, I went to France and I heard that song every couple of hours and it's like, okay, no one seems to reverse this or bleeped it. And, okay, fine.
Astonishing.
It's a European thing. And it might be High Five by Palladium as well, someone says. Let me know. 81199. Anything you want to say? Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll get you back on Dear Scott when the posh lady returns next week.